Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Kidz Bop has created the number one music brand for kids, kid-friendly versions of today's biggest hits sung by kids or kids, selling over 17 million albums since their debut in 2001, 24 top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 chart. Now, only three artists in history, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Barbra Streisand, have had more than Kidz Bop Kids, named by Billboard as the number one kids artist for seven consecutive years. Last year, outselling some of the biggest stars, including Bruno Mars, Sia, The Weeknd, Taylor Swift, and Justin Bieber. And get ready, Kidz Bop Kids coming your way this summer. The all-new family-friendly The Best Time Ever Tour, over 50 cities all across the U.S., including Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, and headlined by the newest group of Kidz Bop Kids, who were introduced in January with the release of Kidz Bop 34, and two of the new members are with us on the program. Freddie from California, considered to be a burrito expert, and Sierra, also from California, called a total fashionista, and she figures every week is fashion week. Freddie, Sierra, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Boy, I hope we have time to get into this burrito expert. I've never actually talked to a burrito expert on the program before. I'm looking forward to that. But first of all, let's talk about what's going on with you guys. It has to be an exciting time. Recently introduced as Kidz Bop Kids, newest album, Kidz Bop 34, goes right to the top of the charts. And now the Best Time Ever Tour, sponsored by Juicy Juice Splashers. How much fun has this been?
This has been so fun. We've been rehearsing for about 6 to 7 months. And we can't wait for everyone to see our new tour that we've been rehearsing for.
And all of that information you'll find at kidsbop.com/tour. Tour dates, tour information. The president of Kidz Bop said, this is the Best Time Ever Tour is our biggest show yet. And that's saying something because the tours before have gotten rave reviews. What can we expect to see in the tour?
You can expect to see an all-new stage, all-new props, all-new dance moves, all-new songs. And the stage is actually really cool because it looks like a playground.
Yeah, and there's awesome screens that are up there that look really awesome with our outfits and stuff.
Well, what's it like for you now? I know you've done a few and the tour is just beginning and will be out all summer. This is life like live performing. I'm sure every show takes on sort of its own unique personality. You're singing and dancing and audience participation. How much fun is this to perform live like that?
It is really fun to perform live because we just love seeing the fans and the parents jamming out to our music and dancing along with us.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I've talked to parents who've taken their kids, in many cases, their first concert, and I think the parents enjoy it as much as the kids do. This really is family-friendly, isn't it?
Yeah, all our songs are made so that everybody can have fun and jam out to them.
And when you look at the tour dates, I mentioned some of the cities. You are playing in art centers, in amphitheaters. You're playing in some of the legendary venues around the country. Oh, in L.A., for example, at the Greek Theater, the Ohio State Fair, one of the biggest in the country. What's that like when you pull up and you look out there and you see all of these seats, and then as you start the performance, they're all filled and everybody's out there enjoying the time. It has to be exciting.
It is really exciting, and I just can't believe this is happening. I'm so grateful for it because this is just a great opportunity to go out there and perform for thousands of fans, and it's just really fun.
I know you're very active on social media, but when you're out performing, you get a chance to do autographs. You get this immediate response from the fans as you're performing. What's that like when you're actually, you see their smiling faces? As I said, for many of these kids, this is the first concert experience that they've ever had. It's a memory that will last a lifetime. What's that like when you're out performing and you're seeing all these smiling faces and people up responding to your music?
It's super fun because if they're happy and they enjoy the show, we feel like it just uplifts us. And it's just super fun because
we know that we've done our job. Yeah.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning that Kidz Bop 34 shot to the top of the charts. What's that like? Is it like when it first comes out, you check every day on Billboard and iTunes and see where you are? It has to be fun as you're watching. That's like, wow, that's number one, and that's us.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm just so grateful because it's just awesome to see that we could also go up to the top, because if we could do it, all fans and kids can do it too.
You know, and I'm watching the video, Kidz Bop 34, 24 Karat Magic, and I'm watching Everybody perform in the video, and I know that you haven't been together all that long, but it looks like you guys have been together for years. Everybody seemed to like blend together, didn't they?
Yeah, since we met each other, we just had a connection with each other because, you know, now we feel like family because we're so close and, you know, we hang out with each other every day, so.
Yeah, and I mentioned the crowd you had there. These crowds are bigger, Freddie, than your summer reunion. And I understand those are pretty big deals, too. You got, hundreds of people that show up for the family reunion in the summer.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that show up. We have a lot of family.
And do you fix burritos for everybody? I got to ask you about this now. It's burrito time on the program. How did you become a burrito expert? How did this come about?
I don't know. I just love burritos, and we eat them all the time.
You'll have to do a recipe book at some point along the way. You'll look for Freddie to do his favorite burrito recipe book. And Sierra, by the way, we're talking with Kids Bop Kids. They're out on the road. KidsBop.com/tour. All the information for the Best Time Ever Tour, sponsored by Juicy Juice Splashers. Tour dates, ticket information available at the website. Coming your way over 50 dates during the course of the summer. Sierra, I know that you like to design your own clothes. Tell me a little bit about that. And being out on the road, you probably get to see a whole lot of different fashion stores along the way as you're traveling.
Yes. Well, I've always loved France because, I don't know, it's just always been my dream to go there. And I went there actually last summer. And I don't know, since I was about 4 years old, I started doing fashion designs. And I just loved drawing fashion designs. And when I went to Paris, it just really inspired me to do more, so I love fashion.
And they say you're a problem solver as well. Talk about that, because science and math, those are areas you'd love to get into if you weren't doing all the singing and dancing.
Yeah, I love science and math because you can figure out new things, and it's just so amazing how you can do new things with math and science and figure out new things, and there's always more to learn, so I just love that.
What's really interesting when you look through all of the members of Kids Bop and you see obviously very talented musically, singing, dancing, all of this, but they have so many outside interests. And Freddie, for you, if you weren't doing the singing and dancing, you'd love to be a pro soccer player.
Yes, I would love to be a pro soccer player. I did it at school all the time, and I just love doing it.
I mentioned the video, the 24-karat magic, and I know one of your favorites, Freddie, is Bruno Mars. What's that like, having the opportunity to do their music, the people that you've looked up to, the people that have been influential in your musical career, to actually be able to do their music?
Yeah, it's super cool because I used to always listen to Bruno Mars and all his cool songs, and now it's super fun because I'm recording those songs and listening to them on the radio, and it's just super humbling and just awesome.
Sierra, who are some of your favorites?
Well, I love Sabrina Carpenter because she's a great actress and performer at the same time.
You know, and that's interesting because as I'm thinking of this, I mentioned singing, dancing. You do a lot of, I would say, acting. You are an actress and actor as you're doing this. You've got the
yeah.
videos, you're up on stage. You've got a little bit of everything that you're doing out there. Isn't that the case? Yes. Well, we're looking forward to the tour, the Best Time Ever Tour, sponsored by Juicy Juice Splashers. You'll get all the information at kidsbop.com/tour, the tour dates, the ticket information. Two of the new members of Kids Bop with us on the program today, Freddie and Sierra. Kids Bop 34, by the way, is out there and still at the top of the charts. Thank you very much for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much, Rick. See you later.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.